Let me tell you something you might not want to hear. The strategies that got you here will not get you there. Not because they were wrong, but because the world changed and it's still changing fast. Hey, welcome back to the Million Dollar Nonprofit. I'm Tom Kelly. And today we're talking about why the next decade of fundraising will look nothing like the last and what you need to do right now to stay ahead. Because this isn't about tweaking your approach, it's about rethinking the entire game. Let's start with the truth. Fundraising used to be linear. Build a list, send emails, host events, raise money, repeat, predictable, manageable, slow moving. That's gone. Now, fundraising is dynamic, always on, multi-channel, experience-driven, and the nonprofits that understand this shift are pulling away fast. So let's break down what's changing. Three big shifts: speed, expectation, connection. First, speed. Everything is faster. Donors don't wait. They don't sit on emails. They don't take weeks to decide. They see something. They feel something. They act or they don't. That window is small, which means your systems need to be ready. Instant follow-ups, immediate engagement, real-time communication. This is where tools like ChatGPT and automation come in. You can respond faster without sacrificing quality. That's the advantage. Second, expectation. Donors expect more. More personalization, more clarity, more transparency. Generic messages don't work anymore. People want to feel seen, understood, recognized. A CRM like DonorBooks helps you track behavior, interests, and engagement. Now your communication can match expectations. That's how you stand out. Third, connection. This is the biggest one. People don't just want to give, they want to belong. Community, shared identity, meaning. That's why movements outperform campaigns. That's why experiences outperform transactions. Events, especially auctions, are evolving. Platforms like charity auctions today don't just facilitate bidding, they create moments, energy, connection. That's what people remember. That's what brings them back. Let me say this clearly. The future of fundraising is not about more outreach. It's about better experiences. Another insight: attention is the new currency, not money, attention. If you can capture it, hold it, and direct it, you win. If you lose it, you disappear. That's the game now. Let's talk real talk. If you keep doing what worked 5 years ago, you will fall behind. Not overnight, but steadily, because others are adapting faster. Another insight: small teams can win now, because technology levels the field. With the right systems, a small team can operate like a large one. That's opportunity. Here's a powerful ChatGPT prompt. Analyze our current fundraising approach and identify areas where we are not keeping up with modern donor expectations. Now, you're not guessing. Let's bring this home. Your three action steps. First, speed up one part of your donor journey this week. Second, personalize one message using real donor data. Third, add one experience that creates connection, not just a transaction. That's how you start adapting. Tomorrow, we're getting even more specific. The three big shifts happening in donor behavior right now, because when you understand behavior, you can predict results. Don't forget to subscribe. And hit the link in the description of this episode to grab my book, The Million Dollar Nonprofit, completely free. It's packed with frameworks to help you scale your mission without burning out your team. The game has changed. Now it's your move. See you tomorrow.